Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the USA Audio Network, the final day of June. 2023, that's right, June 30th. There will never be another day in this month ever. It's kind of scary, kind of ominous. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. On Fridays, I get the first hour as Wayne gets all stretched out and ready to rock and roll. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, as always, pushing the buttons, making everything go. I want to focus in. I want to center my attention on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And the Biden crime syndicate. Shocking revelations that have emerged over the past weeks, months, exposing a web of corruption that has plagued our nation. It's a story that unfolds from the 2020 U.S. election through the funding of the origins of COVID-19, the pandemic, right up to the overt corruption within the Biden crime syndicate. This, my friends, is perhaps the darkest period of politics and political scandals and institutional decay in American history. Let me say that again so you're crystal clear. This may be the darkest period of political scandals in the history of the United States of America. First, the 2020 election. And the more we uncover on that, the more undeniable it becomes that Joe Biden owes his so-called victory to nothing but a blatant bunch of lies fueled by political corruption. Consider these facts. First, the IRS probe into the Biden family's money laundering payments from hostile nations should have been front and center and ended his candidacy. But instead, a stand-down order was given, protecting the Bidens from the consequences of his actions. Second, the FBI, the IRS, sought to search Biden's house in September of 2020. But once again, a stand-down order was issued. Stand down! We must shield the Bidens from scrutiny. Third, the FBI authenticated Hunter Biden's laptop a year before the New York Post broke the story. The evidence was there, but conveniently ignored. Rather than using the laptop's extensive documentation of numerous felonies to initiate some kind of criminal investigation, the FBI devised a plot to warn social media companies of an imminent attack or leak implying Russian disinformation. Remember that? They used the 2016 Russia collusion probe as a pretext to meddle in the 2020 election. But the FBI didn't stop there. They engaged in an influence operation with major newspapers, reporters, convincing all of them to downplay damaging reports about the Bidens, even when they knew the information was true. They even spied on Giuliani when he shared the laptop's contents with the New York Post. Now, I know this is a lot moving, and you say to yourself, well, how come there's not some reporters who stood up and stepped up? And that's a disgusting angle within this story. But let's not forget that when the FBI informed Twitter and Facebook about the alleged Russia disinformation campaign, they had already concluded that Russia wasn't trying to manipulate the election. Yet they spread those false lies. They demanded user data from Twitter. Musk has talked about this, ultimately leading to their shutdown for violating privacy rights. What's astonishing is that the FBI had established a presence within Twitter, inside former agents, communicating through their own dedicated Slack channel. Some of these agents, including Jim Baker and Don Burton, played pivotal roles in the FBI's Trump-Russia investigation. Are you understanding what's going on now? FBI infiltrated Twitter and other media news outlets and corrupted them. The FBI. Meanwhile, while all this was going on, the CIA concluded with the Biden campaign to spread disinformation, claiming that the laptop itself was Russia disinformation, not what was in it. No, no, no. The laptop, the actual story of a laptop was disinformation, which we all know now to be completely false. What's on that laptop is pivotal and crucial and truthful, honest. Mainstream media used this as an excuse to avoid reporting on its contents and instead attack those who dared to expose the truth. Do you remember all of us on the right screaming? Just tell the story. How many times did I get in front of this microphone and say, just please, tell the story. Share with everybody that there is a laptop, that it's actually real. Yet whenever you talked about that, in particular with other members of the media, particular left-leaning members of the media, somehow you're a crackpot. The orchestration of the alphabet mafia within the government on some of these false half-truths, again, goes back to my original statement. This is the biggest, absolutely the most widespread criminal act in maybe the country's history. Why do you think that every time maybe there was a little bit of a pushback, it got squelched almost immediately? Is it because people wind up dead, missing? Is there just too much money for hardworking FBI agents to turn down? What is it? This is why there's only really one real answer. The rot inside of these organizations is so deep and so widespread that it affects everybody. Or almost everybody. You do have a few whistleblowers. To justify shutting it down by their own agents. The corruption inside the Biden crime syndicate is so vast. When the story finally broke just weeks before the election, remember, Twitter and Facebook engaged in an unprecedented and undemocratic mass censorship. A campaign. It's worth noting that it was Jim Baker who convinced Twitter to censor the story despite the FBI knowing for a year that the information was true. And if that's not enough, after the Biden so-called victory, FBI agents working with Twitter to celebrate their success added insult to injury. The FBI paid Twitter. They paid them $3.5 million for their involvement in these influential operations. Sounds like the mob to me, doesn't it? A little shakedown here, a little power play there, a little payoff here, and we all win in the end. And while this was all happening, Trump faced impeachment for asking Ukraine to investigate Biden's alleged corruption in Ukraine. The phone call, which was a perfectly good phone call, was actually a perfectly good phone call. We didn't know that the FBI, the IRS, already knew about the Biden's money laundering activities involving over $10 million from Burisma. All of this money going to an absolute drug addict criminal through him to his dad. They used fake companies, dozens of bank accounts, all while the vice president used U.S. aid and leverage to have the Ukraine prosecutor investigated and eventually fired. The FBI established a beachhead inside Twitter with an operations center for former agents who communicated via their own dedicated Slack channel. These agents, the FBI former top counsels who played pivotal roles in all of this Trump-Russia scam, as well as Comey's former chief of staff, Don Burton, who started the FBI's Russia collusion probe. We found out later, if you remember, that the polling data said that if this story actually came to pass, people would not have voted for Biden, and he wouldn't have been president. So the FBI, the CIA, the powers that be, the crime syndicate known as the Bidens, literally manipulated and influenced the 2020 election.
And in 2+ years, he's absolutely destroyed this country. So the next time you hear the Democrats decrying Republican efforts to protect the integrity of our democracy with things like voter ID and ending ballot harvesting, remember the real threat to American democracy comes from the deep state. It does exist. The deep state is real. Their actions sound suspiciously like a coordinated effort to undermine democracy, to install a family or a group of tyrants to rule as they wish. And you can make an argument it started with Obama, and this is just completing the plan. And you could be tempted to dismiss these revelations as mere conspiracy theories. But the evidence is mounting. Don't you think? With every story, every new nugget of truth that's uncovered about this administration, Biden, his family, all of the cronies, everyone surrounding him, everyone involved, the more we find out, the more we uncover, the worse this gets for them, the more the plot thickens. What are they going to do? And the question is, are they doing it now? Is it being released? When I say they, the powers that be, the deep state, is the deep state allowing this information finally to hit the fan? The blank is hitting the fan. Because why? Biden is a horrible candidate. What better way to get him out of the way than to crucify him? Justly crucify him. But crucify him nonetheless. My name is Lee Elsie. First hour on Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you on all these great radio stations across the entire country. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver. To protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Alaroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. On my morning show here in Connecticut, I get a chance to talk to some really amazing people. And here in the studio with me right now, and we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to get right to it, but he's a former United States Navy submarine captain. And everybody has been wanting to talk or at least get information about this tiny submarine that went down to take a view of the Titanic. And I wanted to get Paul Whitescarver, his opinion on this. So that old phrase, or the, I guess it's more of a new phrase, can you give me your 30,000 foot view or 30,000 feet below the surface view of what you assume may have happened to that little submarine going down to take a look at the Titanic?
Yeah, so I guess first and foremost, you know, our heart goes out to the families of the folks that were lost on the mini sub. I don't think I would have gone down on that particular submarine. I would tell you, you know, one of the things, one of my previous jobs was the operations officer for Submarine Forces Atlantic. You know, so I controlled all the submarines on the East Coast. What is not known by a lot of people is the International Submarine Escape and Rescue Liaison Office, which every country that has submarines in their defense repertoire is probably a signatory of. And what it does is it's an organization that goes together, bands together, and in a case, any time a sub is in distress, the warning flags go out and we start pushing capacity to the rescue and hopefully recovery of submariners that have been distressed and on the bottom. At 12,000 feet, there aren't too many things that could go down that deep and survive, and especially get recovered.
Right.
You know, so You know, our submarines operate at roughly about 800 feet, plus or minus 200 feet. There are not too many navies that, you know, go any deeper than that. You know, when you talk about a program and submarining, you know, one thing that's really cool about the submarine force that we have is we look for the smallest things, the smallest errors, the smallest issues, and we correct them before they become bigger.
Right.
You know, when we look at risk, you know, so... we look at the design of our submarines. What materials go into the development of those submarines? Can they withstand pressure? What pressure can they withstand? What kind of materials, strength-wise? You know, when we're talking about fatigue stress, I mean, you want to make sure the same number of surfaces go along with the same number of dives. I mean, that's the whole goal of a submariner.
Right.
We look at the procedures. Did we, you know, after we took as much risk out of the design by whatever we think is the most probable accident could happen,
right,
we design the heck out of it, and then if we can't design the heck out of it, we create procedures for those people to follow that if it does happen, we make sure we make it to the surface,
right,
and then we train our people,
right.
You know, so, you know, one of the things that was on the news when they were looking at this was, you know, the team went that was going to go submerge, and they spent a week with whoever they're going down with to learn all the different systems. You know, it takes a year and a half to 2 years for a person in the submarine force for us to even make it to a submarine. And then you got a whole year to qualify to get your certification as a submariner. You know, there's a great deal of effort that's put in to the training of our work, of our submariners to make sure that we can combat any type of casualty that comes our way.
Yeah, you haven't had a submarine disaster since the Thresher, right?
Yes.
And so we've had
that's the last disaster where we lost people. We've had plenty of submarines that have had collisions that have, you know.
Right.
But they've all made it back.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why we're very successful as a force.
And the Thresher, after that, new procedures were put in place, right? Actually, and then there was also different technology that came into play, I think, too, right?
Absolutely. But, I mean, you know, we take accidents seriously, yeah, yeah, and we go back and study the living heck right. out of them to make sure that they don't occur. Yeah. And we put in procedures. You know, Thresher went down in an area. You know, we developed areas. You know, Thresher went down because they were testing their systems after a overhaul or a maintenance period in the yards, and their emergency blow systems didn't work like they were supposed to. But they were a little deeper than we could get, and we didn't have ISMR low, the
right.
rescue systems.
Right.
So we decided, okay, well, we're not going to do these deep dives to test these systems unless we know the depth. Yeah. We know exactly where they are, so we, you know, these high-intensity test regions that we do our test dives.
Former United States submarine captain Paul Weitzcarver, about as high up the food chain as you can get, joining us here on the USA Audio Network. We're pretty much out of time. I've got a million more questions. But to surmise, anything could have happened to that small sub, right?
Yeah, it's a guess.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Captain. Sorry we got to run. We're out of time, but thank you for stopping by. We've got to take a quick break. Don't move. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update.
The Supreme Court is striking down President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan. One of the plaintiffs, Elaine Parker of the conservative group Job Creators Network, is very happy with the outcome.
It's a great day and a great victory for all Americans, but it's really a great victory for our Constitution.
In a decision 6-3, the justices ruled Biden overstepped his authority when he didn't get authorization from Congress. Air quality alerts are affecting more than 100 million Americans, although conditions are expected to improve slowly into the 4th of July weekend. Michigan, Ohio, Mid-Atlantic are expected to have the worst air quality today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 285 points to 34,407. S&P 500 rose 53 points to 44,50. NASDAQ climbed 196 points to 13,787. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, reaching out to our friends over at the Heritage Foundation. Stephen Bucci, follow him on Twitter, SBucci on Twitter. It's a great follow. And, you know, Stephen, I've been waiting to talk to you because there's nobody that we would want to ask some of these questions about what's going on in Russia than you. So, Stephen Bucci and his actually 50 years of military excellence joins us here today. How are you, Stephen?
I am doing well, Lee. Thank you for having me, and I greatly appreciate it.
Very general question to a very complex issue, but your 30,000-foot view of what happened and what it means to the rest of the world for what happened in Russia.
Well, we know it's important, but we're not sure why yet. Because we don't really know what the heck happened. We're still sorting out, was this a real thing? Was this a real conflict between Putin and his guy there who runs the Wagner group? They're buddies. They're longtime friends. He is thoroughly a Putin animal, if you will. But, you know, is he getting froggy and thinking he could push Putin around now, or was this some really high-level political theater that we just haven't sorted out the meaning of it? We don't know. There's lots of people all opining that, well, this is what this really means. I'm not stupid enough to do that because, I mean, nobody knows except perhaps Putin and the head of the Wagner group. If that guy was really trying to overthrow Putin, if he was really, heading in that direction and the response, the way it occurred, it's pretty significant. It means Putin has some serious internal weaknesses that, the people didn't rise up. The rest of the military didn't rise up. It was a pretty tepid defense of him until the Wagner guy stopped and all went back and the leader went off to Belarus. But if this was theater, if this was designed to sort of get the Ukrainians to think it's about to end so they get, pushed forward too quickly or let down their guard, or was it just, trying to convince the West, well, Putin's, not the Superman he was, so maybe you should be nice to him. I think that one's pretty unlikely. Trying to stiff the Ukrainians makes some sense. Or was Putin just trying to lure out some of the folks within his own official military structure that are not really his loyal followers, identify those people so they could be eliminated? We don't know. So a lot left to be seen. I wish I could give you a definitive answer as to what it means, but anybody who says they can is blowing smoke.
Of the examples you gave, the only one that really makes sense to me is the final one that you gave, the last one, where you're trying to figure out who really is with you and who isn't. Because Putin is calculating, and he's, if not the most powerful person in the world, one of, I would think, right? I mean, he's certainly one of the most dangerous. What do they have to gain by this? What's the political theater? What is the advantage that they're looking to glean from this? And of what you just said, the only one that actually makes any sense seems to be that last one. Let's find out who's with me and who's not. And I don't even know if they did that, right?
Well, I think there's probably some folks that Putin may have thought would have, rolled out all their troops and really got, made some public statements in support of the president, all that stuff that didn't. I think some of those people who may have been a little tepid and waiting to see how the cards fell, may now find themselves at a job. Nobody, to my knowledge, on the official military side really jumped in together with the Wagner group. So I don't think there's anybody that really, opened up their kimono completely. But I think there was probably some internal signaling that went on that will probably lead to some house cleaning in the Ministry of Defense. It'll be interesting. If the Wagner Group guy doesn't get whacked in the next couple of weeks,
right,
then he was part of the whole thing.
Right.
And, you know, never really was threatening Putin at all. If he does get whacked in the next week or so, well, then, you know, maybe he was serious. And you know, if he does, he's probably going to get suicided here sometime in the immediate future.
And this group, what's their significance? Maybe people don't know exactly what they're all about. What's their significance in the Russian military?
They are, they're technically a private military contractor company who works directly for the Russian government and augments them with fighters. You know, unlike, you know, when we had Blackwater in Iraq,
right,
they did personal security details. They did security on convoys. They guarded some static facilities. But they didn't do combat operations unless they were attacked, and then they had to defend whatever it was they were defending. But we didn't send them out to hunt down bad guys and shoot them. The Wagner Group is different. They are more of a true mercenary kind of organization, about half populated with former Russian special operators. They're Spetsnaz guys, some of their folks from the old KGB, some real bad boys that did hard fighting and were fairly capable. The other 50% of the organization has come from the Russian prisons, where Putin allowed the company to go through and either draft people out of the prisons or recruit them out of the prisons. You know, say, look, you want to be free, we'll take you some places you can actually kill people and rape, you know, people without consequence. What do you think, guys? And you got a lot of sociopaths in your prison. They think that's pretty good stuff. So they join. So the Wagner Group has been, as a reputation, in the papers, they always treat them like they're supermen, they're like somebody from a, you know, a bad action movie. They're not. They're, half of their force is fairly capable. The other half are extremely violent. And if you're trying to instill terror in your enemies, that's useful. They're not necessarily the best fighters head to head. And in a couple of times that they ran into some Americans in Syria, there's about 400 less Wagner Group guys based on that particular incident, because our guys called back and said, hey, look, these guys are about to hit our installation. What can we do? They're, you know, they're Russians. How do you want us to handle this? And it went up to Secretary of Defense Mattis and then to President Trump, and they both said, oh, you guys just kill them. And they did in boatloads, and the Russians never messed with us again. So they're not supermen, but they live on Russian bases. They're totally supplied by the Russian Ministry of Defense supply channels, and their leader gets paid a boatload of money by the Russian government. So, sorry, kind of a long answer, but that's where they're at.
All right, let's flip back here to the final question about what's happening here in our own backyard. Joe Biden continues to skate, no matter how much dirt on him surfaces over the years. The latest story on his sat phone has been sitting in the news cycle since, what, mid-May 2023, and until got a little traction on Sunday. Now, in our captured system, is there any legal, constitutional way to force the DOJ or some other institution to act on this growing mountain of evidence?
You know, the only constitutional way to do it would be to go after the Attorney General. The Speaker of the House has sort of hinted at a possible impeachment effort for Merrick Garland that, you know, he's just not doing his job. And, you know, you can, and just get coming on the air and saying, well, I did do my job. There's nothing to see here. That's not going to help. But it's difficult. you hate, as an American leader of any sort, you know, congressman, senator, you hate trying to vilify major chunks of the U.S. government who normally do good work, but who have in the last few years been terrible. I'm talking about the FBI, the DOJ, some of the parts of the IRS. You know, you hate going after all those people because there's hundreds of thousands of good American citizens, good American public servants trying to do their jobs, but there seems to be problem at the top making it happen and people that are manipulating the system. So it's a fine line to walk so you don't, you know, provoke, and I'm not, I know this sounds like hyperbole, but provoke an internal civil war-ish kind of split. But how do you, you can't just stand there and over again let the clearly politicized leadership of the Department of Justice get away with not murder, but, you know, some pretty bad shenanigans. So Kevin McCarthy, the other parts of the Democrat or the Republican official in office and out are really struggling with trying to find the right strategy to get DOJ to do their job and respond to this material.
His name is Stephen Bucci. Stephen, I got more questions, but I'm out of time. Thank you again, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, S. Bucci. Check it out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. Special guest joining us, our good friends over at the Heritage Foundation. We're adding another one, although I do think I talked to him at least one time in the past. Research fellow, public finance economist over at the Heritage Foundation, EJ Antoni, is joining us. Help me, please, shedding some light on some of these economic issues as it pertains to our president and commander-in-chief, Joe Biden. So can you give everybody that 30,000-foot view of some of the falsehoods that are being spread by this administration?
Oh, goodness. I mean, do we have a few hours? or should we just stick with the big ones? It's so sad, quite frankly, because the American people are obviously hurting. They don't need anybody to tell them that. And I think, frankly, it's insulting when we get these alleged government statistics that portray the American people as somehow doing so well financially right now. But that is the line we keep getting from this administration.
Right.
And once you actually start delving into these numbers, you begin to realize things are nowhere near as rosy as they're being portrayed. The jobs numbers are a classic case of that.
Right.
Biden loves crowing about how jobs have grown so much under his administration. But, I mean, are we really going to count as job creation when the government forcibly closes businesses, makes it illegal for you to go to work, and then lifts those sanctions? Okay, fine. Like, if we really want to play that game, I don't think we should, but fine. If we do, Biden is literally making his predecessor, Donald Trump, look better than him, because by that metric, Donald Trump averaged 1.4 million jobs a month during the COVID recovery, whereas Biden averaged thus far about 500,000, so about a third. Job growth has slowed significantly under Biden, if that's what we really want to call job growth. Furthermore, as we start going into these numbers, we find that under Trump, people were able, for example, to quit a second or even a third job that they had, because the wages from their main job, their first job, went up so much. Under Biden, we're seeing exactly the opposite. People are having to go back and get second or even third jobs because wages are rising so much slower than inflation.
It breaks down to being nothing more than a gaffe, a shell game, three-card Monty. They tell you to look here, but they're doing something devious over there. And that comes to point two. What always bothers me is when they talk about deficit versus debt, and they try to fool someone into believing that they're reducing the debt by saying, wait a second, the deficit's going down, which simply means, and maybe you can break it down even more eloquently than me, but for me, it means we were budgeted to spend $10 more than we should. I only spent $8, therefore I'm reducing the deficit, which is a flat-out lie. You're still spending $8 too much. Correct?
Well, imagine, you know, a lot of times federal finance is very confusing. And if we just think of it in terms of family finance, it becomes a lot clearer. So let's do that. Imagine if you have an emergency. Let's say you need the roof replaced on your home, and you end up having to put that on a credit card. And it's a huge hit to the family budget. Okay. Now, going forward, you're not going to say that's your new baseline. In other words, let's say that $7,000 that it took to replace the roof, we're not going to simply increase the family budget going forward in terms of our spending by $7,000. No, that's a path to perpetual debt. That's a path to insolvency. And so if Biden had simply let the COVID spending expire and not added anything new, we'd actually have a surplus today. Think of that. Hmm. We wouldn't have just gone through a debt ceiling fight. We wouldn't have hit the debt ceiling at all. We would have been paying down the national debt, something we haven't seen since Bill Clinton. But instead, Biden is simply replacing that COVID spending with other spending. In other words, again, in terms of family finance, yes, we're not replacing the roof every single year, but instead we're going out and we're buying a new car. We're eating out at restaurants a lot more. Whatever the case may be, we are racking up spending so that we are essentially still near, in some cases surpassing, those previous record highs of spending. And again, that's a path to insolvency. And despite the fact that we are bringing in way more tax revenue than we had before the pandemic, we are still getting hopelessly into debt under this president.
So we're hitting all my pet peeves in this conversation. You spend more than you have. Eventually, you run out of money. I have to look at the politicians. They're not stupid. They're not dummies, which leads me to think that they're being diabolical and devious and manipulative. Politically speaking, they have to see that what they're doing is eventually going to cause this country to implode. It's just not sustainable to continue to spend more money than you actually have.
Well, I mean, that's a very good point. But you know what? I'm sure a lot of them are sitting there thinking, oh, that's not today EJ's problem. That's tomorrow EJ's problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of these people are banking on the fact that by the time all the chickens come home to roost on this, the people that created these problems will be long since dead. And I'm not sure they care enough about their fellow men and the generations that will come after them to want to change their behavior.
Right.
They are able to get a lot of positive reactions right now to some terrible actions of their own simply because the negative effects aren't being felt today. I mean, in a certain sense, I guess you could say it's a lot like alcoholism, right? Why does anyone go out and get drunk? Not because they get hungover right away, right? The good effects come first, and it's only the next day when those bad effects come. And I think a lot of these politicians are just banking on not being there when the hangover finally hits.
That's a clever way to look at it. I totally agree with that. EJ Antoni is joining us from the Heritage Foundation. But unfortunately, we are out of time. We got to run. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.